There are meadows of the Quran, and we are traveling through the meadows of the Quran. What does it mean? It means you are coming to stories, and these stories are a reflection of your life, telling you what to do. There are amthal, there are examples in the Quran. Let me give you one example of the Quran. Wow, the Quran says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. The example of those people in this world who are making alliances with one another. They are disbelievers. They're making alliances across the world. They're like, this government will be with that government, and we are allies together, and this alliance and that alliance, and together they make a strong force. Allah says their example is what? كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. It's like a spider. اتَّخَذَتْ بَيْتًا. It's created a web. وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. And the most weakest of houses that anyone makes is the house of that spider. The spider's web is the weakest one. Now, this example, let's just go into, because the Quran wants us to do this. You stop there. You read this in Surah An-Kabut, Surah of the Spider. You read this verse. It's from the Amthal, the examples. What is Allah telling me? Well, let me tell you what Allah tells us. Allah is saying, look, you see them out there? They're making all these alliances, and they've got you in the grip. And like you can't do it. Like when the wind blows, very strong. Think about this. A strong wind blows. That web stays exactly where it is. Yes or no? Guys, say yes or no. Come on. Unless you guys don't have any spiders in Birmingham. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Look at the spider. And what does the spider do? The spider spins a whole web. And its thing is, it depends on the wind to bring certain flies and other creatures, whatever it is, right? Insects onto the web. And then the spider is going to come down and make a meal out of them and go back in the middle. And it's going to wait. It's going to wait for anything. Now, when the wind blows, it doesn't break. But we know a twig of a tree, of a branch, just falls onto that web. What's going to happen to that web? It's going to be broken. Soon as it breaks on one corner, the whole of the web is useless. And what does the spider do? What does it do? It now gathers all its web. Yes or no? You still don't have spiders in Birmingham. What's wrong with you guys, man? It gathers everything because it's finished. The whole plan is finished. It was broke by something tangible that touched it. What Allah is telling us is these alliances, I can break them like the spider's web. And they're nothing. You might see it strong, but they're weak. Why? You go to Surah Hashr, Surah 59. Allah says, تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You think they're all united? No, their hearts are differing with one another. See, the weakness is there. Their plans and the whole alliance will break with one part of the alliance breaking. The entire alliance will break. Just like one part of the web breaks, it's pointless of that spider keeping the entire web. It's going to gather everything together and start to build a new web. And this example, you sit there and you think, wow, what is going on in the world? What is Allah telling me? SubhanAllah.
La ilaha illallah.